Samachem Beis, four lines before the first Mishnah, about six lines on the top. So the Mishnah said he finds these three kavoras, so he's supposed to look 20 amas in all directions to see if he can find any more. So Balak Masim Amo V'loy Motzo. So he did that, and he didn't find anything else. So my, what's the halacha? Is that indicative of the fact that this was not a Shekunas HaGevoras, and even the first three were random, or the first three were intentional, and therefore they cannot be moved? But they didn't use it further. So what's the halacha? So Rav Menashe Bar Yirmiya Amar Rav Shekunas HaGevoras. So the first three are considered Shekunas HaGevoras. Regardless of the fact that there was nothing else which was found, but those three are Shunas HaKavaris, you cannot move them, etc. Now the Rosh takes out the next line. My time up, because Omer Rish Lakish Ilo Motsu Batiru is her to sell, because this is giving a reason why it should be not a basic Kavaris. And Rav said that it is a basic word. So, quoting Reish Lakish's statement of finding an excuse being Mataris itself doesn't make any sense when that's not what we're trying to say right now. We're trying to say that Tuma, not Tahara. If we would have said that it's Tor, so then that sentence would that's not a basic word. That would have made more sense. Okay, let's see the Rosh. So Rosh takes that whole line out. A lot of Rosh over here on this piece. Okay. Barak Chof Amar B'Loi Matzah B'Seh Chof Shum Meis. See, he checked and did not find anything. So does he have to keep checking more all the way down to Karka Basula? Karka Basula is ground which we can tell for sure has never been touched. Summer of Rishesh is a race of Shkunas Kabardis. So Hareza, we don't have, we have a Rav Menashe in the name of Rav. And the Tami Ella Gimel of Rishonim Shemotza Ve'ein Tzarek Livdek Oid. So that's it, you don't have to check any further. Now, Bakashali, the Rosh says, I have a question. The Parak Tazayin the Oilus, this Mishnah is found in Mesechta's Oilus as well. So, in Parak Tazayin the Oilus, Basar Hach Mishnah, the next Mishnah learns, Tanan. So this Bedika, how do you do it? So Barakama, Maniakama, Acho Magia, the Seller, the Karka Basula. That the Bedika is done in the following way. That each direction that he's going, he checks one amma, then he can skip the next amma, and he checks the following amma. So of the chav amma, he's going to be checking 10 alternate ammas of that direction. How do you bedik? You dig down all the way down until he gets to Karka Basula. So you see that the bedika is done to Karka Basula. So the way we understood that we. According to our explanation of the question was, does he checked, he didn't find anything, maybe he didn't check well, let's go check down to the Virgin Earth. Well, the Mora says that's how you're supposed to check the Chachila to the all the way down to the Karka Basula. So what do you mean? The question is, should he check again all the way down to the Karka Basula? That's what he's supposed to do, the Chachila, the first time. So of course he has to do that. So this pshat that we're quoting over here in the Gemara, the question was, do you have to check anymore? Do it again. The more answered, that's the Shkunas Kabaris. That wasn't my question. My question was, do I have to check more? So the correct answer should be, no, you don't have to. Yes, you do have to. Not, well, over there, it's Shkunas Kabaris. That's a funny way to answer the question. Oid. That's the next word. Oh, Oid mefarish, I'm sure. Bara chof ama b'le matzah maushi he tzrichu livdoik oid chof ama miruach acheris. So some learned that the Morris question was like this. He checked 20 amas. Does he have to check in a different direction? They learned the question of the Mori is, do we argue from the fact that he checked in one direction and didn't find anything is indicative of all the directions, or no? And the other direction. So, and the Mor's answer is, So, according to the no, you're done. So he doesn't like that pshat either. Gamal Pirish Ze Yesh Lahakshus. That's what the Gersa over here is.
We're worried whether he checked all the directions.
Because you should check. So why? Because the divrei ham beforeshim the entire lived the rak miragli hamais ve'elich. You the bedika has the direction where the feet from the where the feet are. So then luckily by media, so that's what the halacha requires you. So what was the question? According to the Beforshim, would say that the direction of the feet is irrelevant. So of course you have to check every direction. So what was the question? And why are you giving an answer that you don't have to check? You do have to check. And the answer of again the Shulchan Skaboris doesn't seem to answer the question. Now both of these Pshatim have their gaining that the question was, do we need to check more? The answer is no, this is enough. And then Rish Lakish's answer of we have an excuse that Yumataris Yisrael fits because we're saying Tahara, we're saying Kula. Don't worry about any more tuma. Everything's fine, right? So we assume our tzitzel is tor. Both these pshatim are gaining. We can keep the gears of the Gemara. The rush is be the way that I don't like the questions. I don't like the answers. Mm-hmm. Therefore, nearly the farish bottom of matzah my. A boy lay imut lefanos elu gimel mikan. The question is, we found three, and we said. And now we say, look for more. We didn't find anything more. Is that indicative of the fact that the three are random? You're allowed to move them. We're not. The Kaidam Bedika Hashid and Shema Moris Hoyukan, Mr. Kaidam Lakwarim. Before we check, we have to assume that maybe there were many other Moris designated for the purpose of burying. So that's the question of the Gemara was, maybe the fact that it's only three is indicative that this is not a basic Kavaris. And the Gemara's answer is so according to this pshat, that the Gemara's answer was that is lachumra. You're contemplating that maybe it's not a shkunas gemoras. The answer is yes, it is. And so then the next line of the Gemara, which is, well, we found an excuse to be matayr, which is an excuse for heter. When we're saying iser, we're saying excuse for tuma, for tahara, and we're saying tuma. But in hacham, my time, I'm rishlo because yilam otzu l'chulu. So according to this pshat, we're not gerbis that whole last phrase, because the Gemara is saying chumra. Zat the Mishnah. So the Mishnayos are talking about different things which have a concept of reglaim medaver. Back to our first Mishnah of Tumas HaTohayim, which we want is already Tuma. We're more machmer by, we don't have the head of Tumas HaTohayim, reglaim medaver. So we're continuing along that thought. So the Mishnah called Savik Negoyim Bitchila is Tor. If a situation where the mega has not been indicated for tumah yet, So then we have a suffix, so we're makel. Mishnisul tuma sveikar tomei. However, in the same case of suffix, once both of them in this tuma, so then the suffix is tomei. So the Rosh gives the example. Zakhtar Rosh. So call suffix negoy mitzilas tor. Some of you might have it ready on the next page, depending on how your printing is. So this Mishnah is found in the Goyim, and over there the Mishnah explains. There's two people came to the Kayan. Bezek Beharis Kegris, Bezek Sela. So the shear, the minimum size of a naga is the size of a kegris. It's half a pea. Okay. Of half of a certain bean. As the article translated, if I call correctly, is the Egyptian broad bean. Okay. Now we are much more enlightened. Okay. So, but the luck is that just the size alone, unless it's not a symptom, tumor, you're soger the mitzara to see if it will develop, if it will spread, or it will develop white hairs. So, or it'll develop what's called a michya, that in the middle there'll be a raised, seemingly healthy skin color in the middle. So, three ways it can become tame. So we're going to focus on, for now we're focusing on the coming tummy by spreading. So how big it is to start with, the kayan sees it, even if it's much greater than a gris, that doesn't make a tummy. That's the original size, and it has to spread from there. So two people come to the kayan. One has a Beharisky gris, and one has a Bezeka Sela. Sela is a large coin, much bigger than a gris. B'sof Shavua, it's at the end of the week, because you're masking for 7 days. They come back at the end of the week, then he checks. B'zek Hasela. So one of them spread. One of them didn't. One of them is still a Hasela. And one of them is, well, went from being a Kegris to being a Hasela. The problem, he doesn't remember which one was which. Which one was the guy who started with the Kegris, and therefore he's Tomei. Which one was the person who started with the Hasela, and he's Tor. So the luck is when you do a beizah mehem pasasah bein beish echa bein beizah noshim is tor. So whether that's referring to two negoyim in the same person, he had two spots, and we don't know which one spread. Or it's two people, each one with one nega. The luck is suffik tuma is tor, suffik nega is tor. Even vade, somebody's tummy, but there's a chazak in each one. Stop. We know for sure one is vade tummy. Because can be shechon. And if you have two negoyim and one person, he's vade tummy. One of his negoyim vade spread, right? Bavari oisa heish sheish benega tummy. If loch is tor. So the loch is, but since each one we don't know vade, this is the source of tuma, the halach is that he's tor. That's what the Mishnah is saying. They give a suffix, the goyim bitchila is tor. If it's a suffix in the nega, it's tor.
So one person, two negayim, one vade spread.
Right.
Tahor.
Because we don't know which one.
Because we don't know which one.
Right.
Two pieces of basar, one vadai tray.
No.
Eat them both.
Eat both?
Eat them both.
Send them to Gehenna.
What's the difference?
Because
we don't know which one is which.
Well, we're in the Darshan of Pasuk in a second, but there's a dinim chazaka, but there's no chazaka over there. In the case of the meat.
You see, chazaka, let's say there's no tray stored in the town.
Well, how do you know one of them is Tom Trey for them? You're saying you know about it, one is Trey, but you still don't know which one. So no, the one which is Trey doesn't have a chazaka.
Going brought it in from outside.
Okay. Say, but one of them was Vadi Treif, so that one never had a chazakah. Over here, they had a cheskas tahara, and you want to know, did it change? So each one has the mikra din. Each one is his own psak, and the cheskas tahara says that it's tor. One of them is tomei. Okay, so that's we had psakim. You have two guys walking down the roads, right? And there's vadi. One of them walked over the mace, but the lachas are both tor. That's a din of chazaka. They were tor beforehand. They remain tor.
Once again, that's.
Well, right, but there's a chazaka on the person. There's also chazaka on the nega.
On the nega itself.
Yeah, but the Rosh is going to bring a pasuk for it. Teres kanim darish le mikra, v'timei oisoi. So we darshin esavale humatame pirsh nega shuvale matame. Molikai gavra. It's not going on the person, it's going on the nega. The nega has to be a vare source of tumma. Benamatame is a suffix. So a nega, which we cannot say definitively is causing tumma, does not cause tumma. That's the first case. Mishaniska klatumma. So then, seikotome. Keisat. Okay, so our same scenario. Be shabo etzel koyen. Bezebe haris kegris. Beze kesela. Okay. So far the same case. Besar shvua, bezeka sela v'oid, ubezeka sela v'oid. Shneim shtemeim. Right, because both of them spread. Now, a little while later, they both stepped back, and each only has kesela. So one of them is torn now. He went back to being his original size. But we don't know which one. So the look is in them. They're not. They're both tomei until they go back to the size. Both of them would reduce and contract to the size of a kegris. Then vade both are tor. But till then, they're both vade tomei, and you have a suffix if they became tor, because you don't know which one his reduction is sufficient and which one his reduction is not sufficient. So they both remain tomei. They're both vade tor. So they have a cheskas tuma, right? So again, you need a vare to matar. That's how the Rosh learns is based on a pasuk. The Tosfos says it's based on a chazaka, but the first step of the more is going to actually bring a different pasuk. The more says, well, the more says that's not the source. The more says okay, then the more goes off of that to something else, and then the source either remains the pasuk the Torah's kadim from the Torah's kadim, or the regular din of chazaka. So how do we know this then? So more is going to bring a different source, which more is going to slug up. So the pasuk says that your first job is to be matar until you know vade tome. So unless it tells the vade tome, the loch is tor. Because it says tahara first. That possibly would apply whether it's beginning, whether it's before, or whether it's after. Your first job is always to be retired, which means the automatic status is tor until you know vade tome. So we're also in the safe. Also, one of them is no longer tome, so he's going to retire both of them. So Marcus, you're right. So that's not, this statement of Rav is not going back in our Mishnah. The source of the Mishnah is something else. So Tosha says the source of the Mishnah is the symbol of the Chazaka. The Rosh brings the Pasuk and Taras Kahana. Okay. So what was Rav yes going on? He was going on something else. So the Mishnah says like this. This is also Mishnah in the Goyim. So, one of the simanim of tuma is when the hair turns white. It's only if the nega turned the hair white. So, if the person's hair would turn white on the patch of skin before the nega, and then the nega would come, he's not tome. In Beharis Kadma Laser Lovin is Tome. If the Beharis was there first, means the Nega is there first, and then the white hair came, he's Tome. Imser Lovin Kadim Lebeher is his Torah. But if the other way around happened, that the person had a patch of skin and the hair turned white on that patch of skin. Then a nega came afterwards and the skin turned white. His Torah. That over there, the white hair is not a symptom of tumor. Suffolk. We're not sure if the hair turned white before the nega or not. So the Tanakhama says Tame. Rishua Merkiha. So he's using an idiom. He's in the same way when you have a nega, which the intensity of the white dims. Kiha is a dim. To the point it's not considered tame. So this is the same thing over here. So what does that mean? Or my kiyah? Or Rabbi Huda kiyah v'tohar. So it means it's equivalent to being dimmed, and therefore it's tohar. The Mor says v'dilma kiyah v'tame. So the Mor's question is: so where does this concept come that it's kiyah and it's tohar? Why is it that it's Torah? It says Tahara first. So what's supposed to happen is Tahara. So we have a suffix. We go to Tahara, not to Tumah. Zok the Rosh. I have the Rosh printed in some of them, and I don't know where you have it. Menoni merely the suffix in the going is Lahakil. So where does this din of the Mishnah of Sabin the Goyim the Hakel, where does it come from? A whole pasuk of Bekasa Batara Tchilu. Is that Yeshlomo the Chol Sabik Mekilinen Bei Latara. So whenever there's a Sabik, you say Tor. Marzi Yachef, the Mehai Kro Yolaftele, if this is the source, Philo Nisik Latumaname, the Xerza Kosovu, even though there was already Tuma there beforehand, the Xerza Kosovu is whenever there's a Sabik, you're Matara. Or Eli Kitmar, the Rebuter Hoyitmar. Rav is going on something different. Din Mahakra also the Midrash Akrino, and the pasuk which Rav is quoting is for a different din. So what shot in the Mishnah then? V'ha the miflegi b'mastisin bein niskel tuma bein lo niskel. That which our Mishnah differentiates between whether the subject became before the tuma, before the tuma vaday or after tuma vaday. Mikroyer the Torah Skadim Darshtei Kede Parashim Mesisim. So that the source of that is the Mishnah is the Psukim which the Torah Skadim Darshins, or the source of that is like Tosfos says is the Chazaka. So what's Rav going on? Imbaris Kameres Asar Loban is Tame. So if the Beharis is there first, the Ksiv Behi Hafka Seir Lavan. So should the Binyan Beharis Mahafach Toy Loban. The pasuk indicates that the change was due to the Beharis. Savik Tami Rishuim Amrkiya Pirish Tor Kamei Behinye Keha Nega. The same way the pasuk says, if the Nega would dim, it becomes Tor. So this is also Tor. So Vadim Akiya Batame. So that question, the partial reading of the Gemara Vadim Akiya Batame means how did Yeshua meant Kiya Bator, maybe meant Kiya Tame. That's not Pshat in the Gemara. A climber in my time of Yeshua the Matara, you're right, it means Tor. But why is that it means Tor? Where they come from, the din of Tahara? Dilma royally yours tame, maybe she tame, Babi Kimoy, Manon Emilia. The phrase of the Gemara of here of Vadilma Kiev Tome is to be understood as if the Gemara is saying, how do we know this halacha that it's Tor? But we're back to the fact that the language of the Gemara and Lazar sometimes is like a little bit different than usual. Okay, it's like the Mishnah. Again, a Mishnah which is paralleling the concept of Raglaim Adavar. It's not a Mishnah Negeya to Nazir, Nazir. It's a Mishnah Negeya to Zov. Yeah.
What was the Raglaim Adavar in the previous Mishnah?
Once there's Tumah. So, the same way by the case of Tumas Adohim, once he's Tomei, there's no din of Tumas Adohim to be Matar. So, this din that once that when a suffix is tor, once it's tame, we don't put in that concept of suffix nega tor, which fits better with the current of the rush. It's exerzakos. It doesn't apply in a case you already have tumah, like tumah sedayim, as Allah Moshe Sinai, but not when you already have tumah. Current test is a simple than a chazaka. Lashon Rav Glaimer is a little bit different, but okay. So the loch is that by Zov, so let's just review the dinim of a Zov. So a person has the Mokum, where a person can be Mitzi Zera, instead of having Shechva Zera come out, which is the healthy Zera coming out. So it said that this liquid comes out, which is similar to Zera. It's not just a clear liquid. It has it's not regular Zera. So the Shnai differentiate exactly how it looks differently. But if he has one emission, it functions as similar as having one emission. One emission of Ziva is equivalent of having Keri of Shiva Zera. He's Tomei for one day. Till that evening, he goes to Mikvah that day, he's Tor by night. If he has two emissions within one day or 2 days, two adjacent days, so he becomes Tomei as a Zov, and he needs to go through a Tara process. If he has three, spread out between 1 day or 2 days or 3 days, three consecutive days, he becomes Tomei, and he also has to bring a Korban before he has to bring a Korban. So what does he have? Once he has this status, so he has to go through a process of Shiva Nikim, of 7 clean days, without having any emissions. If he has one emission during any time during the 7 days, the whole thing starts over again. Okay. There's a halacha that Ziva, which was, the pasuk it says Mibsoroi, the words of Darshim and Kaposik, so it has to be that it came out on its own volition, not because something caused it. So let's say he had this emission of Ziva because he was ill. He had a chayli. So that doesn't generate a din of Zov.
Isn't it always illness?
The English translations like to call it an illness. I don't know what it is. I don't know what causes it. But it's not, the person had an illness, and the result of that, the body reacted by putting on a Ziva. That's not Zov. Person was Mahara and Anisha, and he had a Ziva. It's not a Zov. It's only if it comes out, we cannot tie it to any reason why it came out. That's the din of Ziva. So that halacha only applies to the original states of Ziva, turning him into a Zov with the original Riyas. If those original Riyas, those original emissions, are due to something else, he's not a Zov. If he became a Zov already, we're saying, well, if he then sees a Ziva again during the 7 days, well, it's because of something. That's irrelevant. So the same idea, that beforehand, before it becomes Tomei, we find all the reasons and we excuse the Tumah. Once he's Tomei already, we find no excuses, and it remains with Tumah until otherwise. That's a parallel concept to the parallel construct of all the case we're saying over here. Before Vadei Tumah, we're more Mako. Once it's Vadei Tumah, you want to create Tahara, we don't have that cool anymore. So, Meshiva Drachim Baitim is a Zov. This is a Mishnah Masechta's Zovim. We can check, there's 7 different possibilities how we can check the Zov to see Ashal Nisik and the Ziva. Before he became a Zov, there's 7 things we're going to check into to see maybe that's what caused the Ziva, and therefore he won't become a Zov. But Michael, if he ate a tremendous amount of food, that can cause Ziva. But Mishtar, he drank wine. But Mas, he was carrying something heavy. But Kvitsa, jumping. But Charli, he was sick. But Mara, Behira, he saw a woman, or he's Maharan a woman. All of those things are before he became a Zav. Mishan Niskas L'Ziva, ain't Boidik in a Soap. Once he was Niskas L'Ziva, so then there's nothing to be Boidik. And Oin Soi, Usveikoi, Meshich Mazar, Tameim, Shurglai Madover. So even though it's an oinus, but something caused it, these things caused it, and similarly, once it's a Ziva, Sveikai is not Tor. And the halacha is that a zav which puts out the shechvezera of a zav, which is not ziva, but it's a liquor which comes out of the body of the zav, has any tumah on it. So that's going to be even now with shechvezera, it's tameh. Shurglaim adaber. Okay, that's the end of that case in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to give another case of Shurglaim adaber. Not in regards to Tumah. Hamakas Chaveroi. So Reuven attacked Shimon. Amdu Alamisa. And the doctor, he did not die immediately. But the doctors checked the person and they said that this type of maka would cause misa. But the person seemed to recover. So against the doctor's expectations and their estimation, the person seems to recover. And then afterwards he took a turn for the worse and he died. Chayim. So Tanakhama says he's Chayim Misa. We assume that the final death was due to the Makkah, so this Makkah caused Misa, so the person can be punished as a Ritzayat. That the second the supposed Ritzayat is Potter, because from the fact that the person took a turn for the better, which the doctors agreed that this was an indicating of a turn for the better, so means the original makkah, incorrectly so, the understanding that it's going to cause misa was not correct. And this person, he didn't cause misa. He died. There was something new developed which caused the misa. So that a person not a ritzayah. Zot the rush. Okay. If a person saw ziva because of something causing it, is tor. It has to come out naturally, just naturally out of the buster, not something causing it to happen. So this is relevant by the second ri'ya. Nasa Zov Gomer, that's what makes him into a Zov. The Tami Mishkav of Moshe, with all the dinim of a Zov, except for Korban, the second Riyah gives him all dini Tumah. So then, the lock is that Oinus is not Ziva. Now, Riyah number one, Oinus doesn't play a role either. Because Riyah number one makes him into a carry, Balkari, which is either Oinus or not either Oinus. The person has carry because of Riyah. He's still a Balkari. He looks at a woman, or he Maharan woman, he's still Bulgari. So the first Riyah Oinus is irrelevant, and the third Riyah Oinus is irrelevant. The second Riyah Oinus is relevant. Riyah Rishonah Metama Boinus Tumas Erev Kedid Bulgari Kedishin Parakpas Meskusim Zoistar Asazov Asher Tetzim Meman Shech Vazera. We learn out Riyah Rishonah Shal Zov Issues the Bulgari. And so that the first Riyah is like a Balkari, which Oinus doesn't play a role, so the Riyah doesn't play a role either. The Oinus doesn't play a role in the Riyah's Ziva. I get it. But the Chiddush over here is not only that, but number two makes him into a Zov, and that doesn't, not Ayyari Oinus. So maybe a Riyah, number one, Ayyari Oinus doesn't count for to combine with number two to make him a Zov. It does. I'm sorry, the pshat over there that says there are certain foods cause ziva. I don't remember the details. The more of this says that we don't let the kohen eat certain foods because they can cause the flow.
Do we mean to say that it causes the ziva to happen? I mean, you already have the ziva, they already got this affliction, whatever they got. It causes it to happen.
You know, I hate this word affliction. It's like an English word from the King James issue. Yeah, he had one issue.
I don't mean the issue as it coming out. I mean the issue is that he's got problems.
No, that's the thing. We're not labeling it as a zebra. That's what we're labeling it. We don't know what causes it. It's not because he has some illness causing him, because that's exactly what you're saying. Chalil Dosim is not Tzipa.
Yeah.
It came out. That generates Tumah. So the word issue is a good issue.
It's an issue.
Right. Now, the gears over here is... so there's a gears over there. The more makes a Rosh Tevis. I'm not going to try and interpret them because I don't remember the details. Now the gears should be Chagvi Gavim. Okay. By Beribishtia, or too much drinking. The masa kaved shenotzi. He carried a heavy load. Mara ra isha filo here. Even though he didn't think about her. Here a filo ra. Here lo echad me'elo hazayim kadam shera riya shniya. If any one of these occurred before the second riya, and then he saw it, ena nasa zov vatipa ena matam v'masa. So he doesn't become a zov, and the halacha is that a ziva, the ziva itself has tumah, so that doesn't apply over that. So she was zera, the zera has tumas maga, not masa. By zov, it has tumah maga masa. That doesn't apply over here. It's not a ria of ziva. Mishnizel tumah shara ria shnia shloba einus. And what can I say? It's not no longer relevant to be baidik because afim ra shlishis ba'inus nasa zav the carbon chemivius to sarah's a fila ba'inus. So changing him into a key of carbon, or if he sees a fourth time during the seven clean days, it's saiser. Those even if it's an ba'inus. Sveika b'shichuzar v'farshin gemar shaglam adaver shlebasa hariya machmas ba'inus kima shekvar nasa zav. He's ready a zav. So the artist is irrelevant. Now the Pirish on the second half of the Mishnah. As long as he has any Pirish on the second half of the Mishnah. Okay. This halacha that by number three, onus doesn't apply. Midarshan number two, mipsaroi, that it comes out without anything causing it. It just happened to come out. So then, why would number three, which takes him from being a regular zov to being a zov with shchayv korban, we should darshan mipsaroi? Okay. What? What do you not understand? Mibsoroi, the Joshua Mibsoroi tells me that it's only Tomei if it happened, it came out on its own, not something forcing it to come out. No earnest. So why does that same Joshua not apply to the third Re'ia, which changes the person from being a regular Zov to a Zov with Kaiva Korban? Well, not if it's Mibsoroi, not if it's Bidoinus. The Mishnah says, even it is Bidoinus. It's still, he's Kaiva Korban. So how do you know that? So the pasuk says at the end of the whole parsha. So the din of Azov are written in the 15th capital in the Vayikra. At the beginning of the capital, the first most din of Azov starts pasuk Aleph by the Mishnah of Moshe. Till like the pasuk, I think pasuk Yedalad is the din of Azov. Then it talks about the din of a Nida, the din of, then it talked about Tumah Keri and Tumah of having Bia, and it talked about the Dinim of Anita, Dinim of Azov and Gedarla. At the end of the Parsha it says this is the Taurus of the a person who Adav Ben Yidah saw Azov and Zavoy Lezachar Nekeva. So talked about, this is the discussion of a woman who has her flow of Nida, a man who's a Ziva, a man who lives with a woman. So in that passage it says Zachar Nekeva. So the loch is by a woman having dam because the onus doesn't make her tor. So ishkish the reishlish is ishkish l'nekeva. The same way by l'nekeva, but onus is not doesn't change anything. So by zorah also, but onus doesn't change anything. We said mibsar, right? That's for number two. For Riyah number three, there's no difference. Even by onus is tummy. Let's just finish off the line. But Tanya Rabbi Lazar Amar, Bashlisha's boy is going to say, but Riyah's boy is going to say, that the Riyah number three, to make him into a Zohar with a Kiev Korban, Oinus does play a role. We check to see if there's an Oinus. Stira doesn't make a difference. Stira. Being Soyser, the Shiva and the Kiev. El Be'esim Kimifliki, Rabbi Lazar Darish Esim, Rabbi Lazar Darish Esim. So both Darish in the same Pasik. The question is referring to number three or number four. And it says, Vazov es Zoivoy. So Hazov, he's already a Zov, that's number two. S Zovo. So Zovo is number is we're saying it has to be like in the cave, but even by the stomach. What's the word S say? So he's darshing an S. So Zov is number two, S is number three. Zoivoy is number four is like the cave. They're not darshing S. Okay. So Zov is the Zov, he's number two. S Zovo, the third Ziva is like in the cave, but even by the stomach. Okay.